This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week on the show, we have a first-time guest, Brent Lucas from Envoy Medical. Brent, welcome to Apple at Work.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking off air. They're recording this the day the hurricane is making its way through the southeast. So you had some rain yesterday based on where you're at, and I'm getting it now. So this should be fun. But I don't think it's rained in 3 months here where I'm at in Tennessee. So I'm kind of thankful for the rain. But neither here nor there. You know, one of the things that I've been watching with Apple over the past couple of years, it's a little bit different topic for this show, is what they've been doing with health. And I think it's very interesting. And Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, has said he expects the health industry to be something that Apple contributes to significantly. And obviously, I think that's great. I think everybody in the industry think that's great. You know, Apple Watch has some really nice features. And then recently with the AirPods Pro 2, they've added some features around some hearing aids. So we want to talk about that. But to set the context of why you have expertise here, can you give us some background on who you are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Brent Lucas. I'm the CEO of Envoy Medical. We're publicly listed on as COCH is our ticker. I have been with the company in one form or another for quite a period of time. My father was actually one of the first outside investors of the company. So I've been around this company. It's sort of in my DNA, if you will. We are a hearing health company. So at the end of the day, what we do is we try to bring innovative hearing health solutions to people. We started that with our first product, which is the Esteem device. That's a fully implanted active middle ear implant. And what we're doing right now, which everybody's pretty excited about, is the Acclaim, which is a investigational device, so still in FDA trials. And that is a fully implanted cochlear implant. So we are the only company right now that has two fully implanted devices in the pipeline, and we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I do think, you know, sometimes like with technology, and obviously we've seen rapid growth in technology in the last two decades, and a lot of the high points go to like mobility and cloud, et cetera. But I do think that medical is just an area that's kind of maybe under talked about in the general tech community. Obviously, I'm sure in industry circles you run in, there's been a lot of coverage of that. But there's just been a lot has changed with medical technology and things that just weren't possible 20 years ago financially are possible now. And certainly things that 20 years ago were only possible for a lot of money are more affordable now. And the technology's gotten better and smaller and more affordable. And I think that's great. And again, hearing technology is certainly alongside that. So when, you know, you all in the industry, when you see what Apple's doing with the AirPods Pro 2 and some of the claims that they're touting of kind of what it can do, what does that, you know, what's the industry reaction been to Apple's impact here?
Yeah, so I'm very excited about it. I've seen this coming. Not that I'm some, you know, Nostradamus kind of guy, but I've seen this coming now for probably five years or more. There was a big push with the over-the-counter hearing aid legislation that started under the Obama administration. I think it was signed into law with the Trump administration, and then became rolled out during the Biden administration. So it goes to show you how long these things take, right, with the U.S. government. But there was this gigantic push to get hearing aids in a more affordable manner that were sort of widespread. And so now you can sell hearing aids over the counter. So it was called the OTC legislation. That has been it has been a big shift in our industry, because now there is this a lot of talk about, okay, well, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? You see a lot of people entering the hearing aid market. But if you watch the patent filings that have been going on for the last 5 years or so, you see that Apple, Meta, Google, Samsung, all of these companies have started to file more and more patents around hearing devices. And I think that has a lot to do with this innovation around over-the-counter devices. So I think it's a great thing. There are definitely people that are upset about it in the industry because they kind of wanted to keep their little fiefdom, if you will, their little cash cow. But I think it's a good thing for society in general that Apple is entering into this phase. And for Envoy Medical, for our company, we're really excited about it for a couple of reasons. One is we're not a hearing aid company, so we don't directly compete with hearing aids. So we're not really impacted by this news. And the other reason, or there's two other reasons. One of the other reasons is the more people that come into the hearing loss market, the better for everyone. So as more people say, you know what, I will get a hearing aid and I'm going to just use the Apple, you know, AirPod Pro, instead of going to an audiologist and getting one of these sort of, you know, grandpa kind of looking hearing aids. I think that's a good thing for all of us, because more people entering into the sphere or the funnel of hearing loss care ultimately benefits all of us, including society in general, because hearing loss has a tremendous cost associated with it. But for Envoy, to finish the point, so for Envoy specifically, because our devices are fully implanted, we can work with this device. So AirPods go in your ear, obviously, and for every other hearing technology on the planet right now, you already have something in your ear. But our device does not do that. We actually use the ear to pick up sound. So because we use the ear as the microphone, essentially we call it nature's microphone, because we use the ear to pick up sound, you could put an AirPod in your ear with our device and still get the benefit of that. So we're pretty excited about the possibility of our patients being able to use this device or any other device that comes along the pipeline.
Well, I was talking on, I think, a previous episode, we were talking about how Apple, including a passwords application in the iPhone now, is actually good for password vendors, like people that make password management platforms. You know, once people realize, like, oh, there's technology here that's interesting, that's very affordable, you know, as it makes a life impact, they may look for better solutions, more dedicated solutions, similar, again, password managers, similar to podcast apps. But this is, you know, they may realize, like, oh, this actually brings a significant, you know, impact to, you know, to my life. Just this a device that's, you know, already had, it's got a software update, I can hear better. And they may look for something that's way more permanent and just better suited for that. And I think that's good for everybody. Is there any, you know, you mentioned like the moving into over the counter. I mean, are there any health risks to keeping, you know, with moving to hearing aid technology, moving to the over the counter, are there any health risks to patients, or is it just simply this should be over the counter? There's no risk to being able to buy this stuff at your local drugstore.
So I'm not an audiologist, so I'll give you that disclaimer. But I would say that the way that the legislation has been laid out is that over-the-counter hearing aids are for a milder type of hearing loss. So these are people that are just discovering that they have a mild or moderate hearing loss. When you get into the severe to profound range, you still need to get a prescription hearing aid right now. So, and that means you need to go get one of a stronger hearing aid, if you will, from your audiologist or from your ENT. So, but for the folks that are on the milder, moderate side, I don't see any health risks. You know, again, not an audiologist, not a doctor, but I don't see any health risks with addressing your hearing loss. Instead, I see quite the opposite. I mean, there's a ton of data out there right now that hearing loss is associated with things like early cognitive decline, increased risk of falling, and if you fall, you're likely to break something and have to end up in a hospital. It's even connected to diabetes and some cardiovascular things. So addressing your hearing loss is a net benefit. So there really is not a problem with addressing your hearing loss. Obviously, with anything that you put in your ear, if you turn it up too loud, for example, or you poorly program it, then you're going to have issues, right? Because then you might actually cause more damage. You might cause some hearing loss damage. But I'm sure the folks at Apple have thought about that, and other companies have thought about that. So there are probably limits on what the device can do, so it won't introduce too much noise.
Well, and I mean, I think too, I'm like, you know, in my early 40s, so I'm not dealing with hearing loss yet, but I think we probably are. The general tech community is underappreciating how big of a community people with hearing loss are. I mean, like on y'all's website, you report that 15% of American adults age 18 over report, you know, trouble, you know, with hearing. Yep. And that's a lot of people. And making this technology, you know, more affordable, more accessible, I think is really, really good. And again, even if it's like a baby step towards something more dedicated, again, just showing, you know, if I was in the hearing aid business, yes, you would look at AirPods as maybe a short-term competitor. But I would say, look, Apple's not going to release, you know, I don't think, a dedicated hearing loss device, nor do I think people necessarily want to wear AirPods in their ears for 15 hours a day. And so I think it just kind of highlights that the potential opportunity to sell something more specialized and more dedicated, I think, is there.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that we're very excited about at Envoy Medical is that now more people are becoming aware. I mean, right, like you wouldn't have asked to talk to me if it wasn't for this, right? There's the fact that Apple is in the game for hearing loss is a massive event for the hearing loss community. And we're very excited about it. And then we don't see ourselves as a competitor with this. We see ourselves as part of the ecosystem around the AirPods, and we're very excited about that. You know, our device, because it's fully implanted, you can use the AirPods with us. So like you said, you know, you might not want to wear an AirPod for 15 hours a day, but our device is with you 24/7. So our device being fully implanted is always with you. And if you want an additional boost, you can get an AirPod, or you can stay connected to your iPhone and do all those features. So I think there's a lot of synergy between our product and this move from Apple. And frankly, we're device agnostic. So, you know, if Samsung or anybody else, or Google, Meta, anybody else comes out with another version of a consumer electronic that is a hearing aid, we'll be able to be compatible with that as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm thinking of like of fitness. I mean, and Apple certainly does a nice job with run tracking on Apple Watch, et cetera. But there's still a market for people that want to take it further and want a more specialized solution. It's no different. It's a nice way to start. Brent, this has been great. Like I'm very bullish on Apple and health long term, but I'm also very bullish on health technology long term. And again, Apple doesn't appear to be wanting to be an actual health company today. And so I think they're going to drive more interest in the technology around this. I mean, again, like you said, we wouldn't be talking if it wasn't for this. And, you know, I think it's just it's eye opening. So, again, we'll have a link to Envoy in the show notes if you want to check them out. And we'll have a link to Apple's press release as well. Again, a little bit different of topics we normally do. But I think from a, you know, business user that we our audience is, I think this is critical to understand, like, you know, where Apple fits into this health category, because it's something that's going to, you know, it's either going to affect you today, or it's somebody in your life could be a impacted by it. So I think it's important to learn about, and helps us understand like kind of Apple strategy here. Obviously, they like to sell AirPods, and this is another strategy to do it. But I think it'll ultimately, the end result is more people are going to understand that there's a lot of very exciting technology happening, and technology that's happening in the medical industry, and specifically with hearing loss.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate your time, and I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I agree 100%. I think at the end of the day, Apple is probably not going to want to become a medical device company, right? Because that's a huge regulatory burden. But as they are on the fringes of health and things like hearing health, there will be companies like Envoy Medical that can benefit from that. So I'm very excited, and I hope your listeners follow us and pay attention.
Again, thanks for listening, everybody, this week. We'll have show notes. You can learn more about Envoy by clicking on that and checking them out. And we will talk to you next time.